Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
U.S. Senator Bob Casey. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Marty. Good to be with you. Thank you.
You know, Senator, you have been so engaged in this process of trying to get money to your constituency, to the folks in Pennsylvania who are hurting. And these numbers that just came out, sir, the unemployment numbers are explosive. I call it an economic pandemic. You must see the same thing, sir.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing a lot of bad economic numbers, but I think the numbers don't often even tell the misery that lies beneath the numbers. It's just horrific. People are worried about even having enough to eat this week or having income this week or this month. So it's good that we finally got this Senate bill done. I hope the House can just agree to it. They should. When you see a vote in the Senate where more than 90, I forget the exact number, but more than 90 senators voted yes, that doesn't happen very often, you know, only at times of great national crisis and urgency. So I hope the president can have it on his desk today or tomorrow, and then that money's going to start to flow. The unemployment insurance dollars or support are unprecedented. The direct help for people, the dollars in their pocket, is going to be critically important. But also the healthcare part of this, Marty, a huge Marshall Plan, as we've called it, for hospitals, nursing homes. We got to pull out all the stops here, and we can't. We need every bit of help we can at this moment.
Senator Casey, you did something that kind of caught my attention. That's why I reached out, and I'm so thankful to have you, sir. You are particularly concerned, like I am. One of the things that I see, sir, and I get emails every day, a lot of them. I'm in a high rise. I'm a senior. We don't have food. Marty, please. I have been passing out for a week now, Senator Casey.
Yeah.
Gift cards from Giant Eagle to senior citizens who are scared mm-hmm. to death. This is paramount to you, is it not, sir, to make certain that senior citizens get the proper care and nutrition, is it not, sir?
Yes, and Marty, you make a very good point about something very practical. Look, among the most vulnerable people in this circumstance, of course, are seniors. They're more likely to get the virus, they're more likely to be isolated, they're more likely to not have access to food assistance. Even if they have families. I mean, sometimes because of the virus, people are separated. So what we've got to do is make sure that we're using every possible means to get them food assistance. I'm grateful that people like you and volunteers are stepping up to help, but the government should do more. The one, I'd say that we had good success in the second bill, which is now law, the Families First Act. That helped get some food assistance for seniors. I wanted to do a lot more in this bill. For example, there's no reason why we can't get retailers together with the federal government, so that they can have deliveries, especially people that get supplemental nutrition assistance. The big failure in this bill we just passed last night was we didn't get an increase in the SNAP benefits, the supplemental nutrition assistance. We got to keep working on that. But in the meantime, I hope we can get retailers and the federal government to say, look, if someone has an EBT card and they can get food assistance that way, they ought to be able to swipe that at the grocery store or at the doorway of someone's home, or use the EBT card in other ways to get food assistance to seniors and vulnerable people.
Senator Casey, so many of us are confounded. I have several family members. Heck, my sister and her two daughters are all nurses. I'm afraid for them. A lot of doctors are freaked out. How is it, Senator, that America did not see this coming when the virus appeared in China in January? How is it that America didn't have enough medical equipment to protect those on the front lines? You have to be confounded as well, sir.
No question about it, Marty. I think it speaks to a larger problem we have in the country where we don't prepare sometimes for a lot of things. We don't make investments that might require upfront spending now to benefit us later. Early learning is a good example of that. You know, we now all know the science that you got to invest in early learning and kids will be better off. The country will be better off. This is that problem at an extreme level where we should have been making investments in personal protective equipment. The good news is in this bill is we're going to have the resources now to purchase a lot more of that. What I hope the president would do, though, is to operationalize the Defense Production Act. He's invoked it, and that's good. He's using it. Using it as leverage. He should just operationalize it and say, I'm the president of the United States. I want your factory to make this personal protective equipment, and I have the authority under law to do it. Do it right now. These companies would respond in 10 minutes. They want to do it. But it's very important for the president to use the full powers of the Defense Production Act like FDR did. FDR said to companies, you know, it's nice that you're making widgets or whatever you're making, but we need you to make tanks or or airplanes. So we can do that here. But if the president operationalized that and we have the dollars, we can make tens of millions of these pieces of equipment.
Senator Casey, and I know you have to go, sir. Finally, can you reasonably predict when Americans will have checks in their hands, when businesses will have financial assistance, sir? Can you reasonably predict how fast, sir?
Well, Steve, just yesterday, Steve Mnuchin was at the White House briefing, and he was asked that question. He said 3 weeks. Okay. Now, you know, can I certify that? No, but I'll tell you, some of these folks in the administration with whom I disagree vehemently on a lot of things, came together, and Mnuchin worked very hard with our team to do that. So, Marty, thank you for your leadership on this. We all need to be a good example.
Senator Casey, it's always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for your leadership. Talk to you again, sir.
Thank you, and God bless you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.